This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado's primary election is June 28th, and many voters are already returning their ballots. As CPR's Benta Berkland reports, the Republican Party has the highest profile primaries.
Republicans and unaffiliated voters who choose to participate in the GOP primary will get to pick between very conservative and more moderate candidates for Secretary of State, U.S. Senate, governor, and key congressional races. The candidates differ on hot-button issues such as abortion and election fraud. Democrats control Colorado's government, and Republicans are hoping to make significant gains in races up and down the ticket. Democratic-aligned groups are spending heavily in some GOP primary races to try to boost the most conservative candidates in the hopes those individuals would be easier to defeat this fall. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado is offering grant money to help local governments keep pools open during summer. CPR's Paolo Schultzada reports.
Pools across Colorado have either had to stay closed or drastically reduce hours in response to a lifeguard shortage. Now they can apply for up to $25,000 of state assistance. The money can be used for any expense related to attracting and retaining pool employees, including pay raises or signing bonuses. And a new emergency waiver from Governor Polis will make minors working at pools eligible for overtime benefits if they choose to work extra hours. Grant applications are open until June 28. I'm Paolo Schultzada, CPR News.
In Denver, it's 83 degrees and mostly cloudy, and Vail, it's 61. This is CPR News.